There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you.
What if I had one more eye, noble with clarity, a superior eye? It would see tomorrow, not yet set in stone, so set apart from the world I know, distinctive and discernible. I envision a procession of time trailed before me, enthroned on my brow. The lone eye would crest, possessed with its profound unrest, clairvoyant, cunning, beaming eye, perched above organs of trivial nature, adorned a crown that never cries. It knows no regretful quackers. How magnificent it would be to see so clearly, to amend early, to heaven from horror, to have an aura of the triumphs yet to unfold. If only an eye that bold were part of me. The poet is expressing a desire to have one more eye. And how that eye would be? Noble. Noble with clarity, no confusion. When you can see things as they are. A superior eye. A non-physical eye. A platonic eye. It would see tomorrow, not yet set in stone. So set apart from the world I know. The eye would see the tomorrow. The physical eyes can see things only which are limited. But when you get this extra eye, you start seeing things which are not visible. You start hearing things which are inaudible. Distinctive and discernible. Your power to discern becomes sharp. You can discriminate, judge, decide, come to a very pertinent conclusions. I envision a procession of time trailed before me, the time becomes clear. Time becomes clear. Enthroned on my brow. Enthroned. That third eye is enthroned on my brow. The lone eye would crest, possessed with its profound unrest, clairvoyant, cunning and beaming gray eye. It's perched above the organs of trivial nature, adorned, a crown that never cries. I know no regretful quackers, how magnificent it would be to see so clearly, to amend early, to heaven from horror, to have an aura of the triumph yet to unfold. If only an eye that bold were part of me. An eye that would see aura. An eye that would mend things. An eye that would free you from all the horror, all the fear, all the insecurities. An aura. An eye that would be trivial, superior, an eye which will be above all the trivial organs, the material organs, the physical organs. So that's the desire of a poet. Today we will discuss about Tisra Netra, that's the third eye. What is this third eye? Probably two eyes are not enough. That's why they invented the third one. The two eyes are physical. This concept is very old. But it gained popularity in the Western world after the book The Third Eye in 1956 by Lobson Rampa. It's a fictional tale. People started thinking about it and they have given different names. Somebody calls it Agya Chakra, the brow. Somebody calls it the seat of consciousness. Scientific people call it pineal gland. Some people call it soul. Some people call it eye of wisdom. Some people call it eye of knowledge. Some people call it the subconscious mind. Some people call it intuition. Some people call it sixth sense or sixth organ. Some people say it is soul. There is no such physical eye, but yet there have been attempts to open the third eye. They really feel that there is a third eye somewhere here, and there are psychic surgeries to open this eye. There is a sort of enigma, a secret associated with this eye. So today we will discuss about this eye. What is given in the scriptures and what Baba says about this eye. Time and again we have heard this word in Murli. Even God himself is known as Trinetri. Shiva is known as Trinetri. Why? He has a third eye. God himself is called Trinetri. And he says that I have come to give you third eye. And what is the third eye which he gives? The third eye of knowledge. The third eye of wisdom. There are two stories associated with third eye. First we'll see those two stories and then we'll come to the discussion. The first, what is the story of Shiva? His consort in the bhakti cult. Shankara, his consort Parvati, when she comes with a group of celestial nymphs, her friends, and she places her hand from behind over the eyes of her husband. And the moment she closes the eyes of Shiva, sudden destruction happens. The whole world is as if reduced to ashes. Earthquakes and so many things happen, and suddenly, for the first time, an eye appeared on the forehead of Shiva and it opens. Because moments his two eyes were closed, the world was about to get annihilated. So this new eye appears here, first time. This is the origin of the first third eye in Shiva. And then the whole world, so much fire comes out of that, that even the mountain Himavat is burnt and all the trees, bushes, birds, everything become dead. Now it is shown that this Parvati is the daughter of Himalaya or Himavat. So she feels very unhappy. She pleads in despair, and Shiva becomes condescent, and he looks at that mountain, and that mountain becomes alive again. So what is the significance of this story? When Parvati tries to close the eyes of Shiva, the world becomes dead and the new eye appears. And when the new eye appears, first, there is a fierce fire coming out of that eye. Otherwise, the world would not survive if these two eyes are open. So the new eye appears. So what is the spiritual significance of this? This is a very absurd story, but it has got significance. The significance is that when your third eye is shut, the world becomes dead. You can't see the world. The whole world loses its consciousness. So when the third eye is open, then only you can see what is truth and what is beauty. So long as your third eye is shut, you cannot see what is Satyam and you cannot experience what is Sundaram. So the experience of truth and beauty and auspiciousness happens only and only when the third eye is open. Otherwise, your mind is clogged, cloudy, confounded. Things are hazy, unclear. You can't see what is true and what is untrue, what is essenceful and what is non-essenceful. Life gets disturbed when you can't discern, when you can't discriminate things, when you don't know what is auspicious and what is inauspicious. What is beauty and what is ugliness? What is truth and what is untruth? For knowing this, your third eye should remain open. And Baba says that third eye is the eye of knowledge. I come and give you that third eye. With this third eye, now you know what to do, what not to do. How to behave, how not to behave. Because this world is full of jugglery, maya. You need guidance at every moment. Otherwise, there is every possibility of getting lost. So this third eye should remain open all the time. There is no physical eye there. It's the eye of wisdom. It's the eye of vivek. It's the eye of knowledge. The knowledge should remain immersed all the time. The moment the knowledge gets merged, we become blind. We can't see things as they are. Things should appear as they are, crystal clear. Otherwise, we get lost. There is a book in English, The Pilgrim's Progress, by John Bunyan. He has said a very beautiful thing in that book. He said, this is paradise, heaven, okay? And you have come a long way. And you just appear at the in front of the gate of heaven. You are about to enter the heaven. You have done so much arduous efforts to reach the gate of heaven. But there is a short path here, of a small way, just at the entrance of the heaven that goes towards hell. You are about to enter heaven after getting rid of all the vices, lust, anger, greed, avarice, attachments. You are about to enter heaven. You have even got rid of that ego, everything. You have become viceless, about to enter heaven. But there is a small beaten path. Pagdandi. A small path, very small. You feel, oh, what is this? You are about to enter heaven, okay. But there is a very small path and you are curious to know, what is this? This path takes you straight to the hell, again. And utmost attention is needed at every moment. Oh, each moment of watchfulness, each moment of attention, each moment of wakefulness. That's why Baba says, the garland of Brahmins is never made. Because the one who is at number one, tomorrow he is at number three. After 4 days, he may be at number nine. And after 1 month, he is not there. He is lost. So third eye means, keep the eye open. Keep the knowledge merged. Emerged. That is the first story about third eye. The second story of third eye. This is extremely interesting and an extremely stupid stories. There is a queen who keeps fast for her husband, okay? But her parents, that queen's parents and brother, they don't like this fasting business. And the custom is that she keeps fast so that her husband can have long life. Even Kumaris keep fast so that they can get a handsome husband. That is the custom in India. So this lady keeps a fast for her husband so that her husband can have a long life, who is a king. But her brother is not against this fasting thing. So the custom is that unless and until you see the moon, then only you break the fast. So she is away somewhere and her brother goes and lights the fire. And in that fire, it appears as if the moon has come. And she is made into believe that now the moon is there, and now there is a light, and you break your fast. And she breaks the fast. And after breaking the fast, she starts sewing, stitching something. Actually, that is a custom that only after breaking the fast, you can stitch some cloth. I don't know what is that. So she starts doing. But the moon is not there. And still, she is made into believe that she should not break the fast. She breaks the fast and she starts teaching. So all the needle they get pierced in the body of her husband, who is far away. So multiple needle in the body of her husband. And her husband becomes unconscious. She comes home and see what has happened. Oh, my husband has become unconscious. So she says, let me remove the needles, the stitches. So some of the stitches are in his eyes. She says that I will remove the eye needles at the last. But in between she has some work, she goes out. By the time the maid comes and she sees, oh, the king is unconscious. And she straight away goes and removes the eye needle. And when the king wakes up, he loses all the memory. And the maid says that I am your king, queen. And she becomes the queen. When the real queen comes, king doesn't recognize her. And she becomes maid. So she is turned into maid and this maid is turned into queen. Because she wanted to become queen. So things go on like this. So now this maid, the real queen, doesn't know what to do. So she devises one story. This means she says she does work, all of maid work so diligently. So king is impressed, but he doesn't realize who is she. He asks her, what do you want? She says, I want a doll. So king gives her a doll. And then she is talking with the doll and telling the doll the story of queen and maid and queen and maid. And the king is interested and suddenly he gets reminded, oh, this is my story. She is my queen. And she becomes queen again. And then the maid is asked why you did that. She says that I wanted to become queen. That's why I passed myself off as queen. That's the story. You can make up. So Baba says, what about this story? Yeah. So now Baba says, when your eyes get closed, you lose your memory. You forget things. That is the one meaning. Second, when the eyes of wisdom are closed, from queen you become maid. You are queen and you become maid. When the eyes are open, from maid again you become queen. This is the story which is given. So third eye means, again coming to the same point, the third eye should remain open. There are two points. What happens when the third eye remains open and how to activate the third eye? The first is, when the third eye is open, you become powerful. The hidden energies, the hidden powers come to the surface. Power to discriminate, power to judge, power to face, power to pack up, power to withdraw. All powers. When the third eye gets activated, you can achieve certain supernatural powers like thought reading, telepathy, clairaudience, clairvoyance. When the third eye is open, you remain stable in situations. Sometimes people will come and praise you. Sometimes they will malign you bitterly. But you remain stable. Because their praise and their calumny and their harsh words and bad words don't affect you anymore. You remain stable. Equipoise, equanimous. When the third eye is open. When the third eye is open, you have no fear about anything. You don't fear what people will say about me. Always we live in a state of fear all the time. You are liberated from the fear when the third eye is open. When the third eye is open, relationships become smooth. The karmic web, accounts, become loosened. When the third eye is open, you remain blissful. The meditation becomes simple. There are no waste thoughts. When the third eye is open, you get liberated from past. Otherwise, we always labor and suffer in the memories of the past. When the third eye is open, the insecurity is gone. When the third eye is open, you become powerful from within. When the third eye is open, your understanding of things changes, your perspective changes. They say that even when the third eye is open, your food habits totally change. You cannot consume harsh, hard food. You move to lesser and lesser and lighter food, to more and more sattvic food. Your body rejects heavy diet. You move towards very, very light food. And they give you full satisfaction. And your body remains perfectly healthy when the third eye is open. So these are the different advantages of third eye. Now, how to open the third eye? That's very important. Third eye activation. People have given so many methods and hundreds and thousands of esoteric books are written on this topic. What are the topics they tell? First, they talk about Rajyoga. Rajyoga of Patanjali, of course. They say that do this, third eye will get open. Second, they talk of Reiki. Do this and the third eye will get opened. Fourth, they talk of subconscious mind training and the third eye will get opened. Fourth, they talk of meditation, third eye meditation. Just focus your concentration at this point and meditate here all the time. This Agya Chakra, Bro Chakra. Keep on meditating here. And the third eye will get open. That's what they say. Then, go and take surrender unto some guru. He will transfer energy. And the third eye will get open. Transcendental meditation. Some japa. Keep on doing some. Tell the rosary. The third eye will get opened. Do bhakti and the third eye will get opened. Study scriptures and the third eye will get opened. So different methods that way. But what Baba says is only one thing. Knowledge and remembrance. Keep remembering me all the time. And the third eye will get opened. And when the third eye opens, the whole world changes for you. You don't remember the same original old person. You become a new man. Everything changes. But the thing is that third eye gets opened. Again it gets closed. Again it opens, again it's closed. You feel sleepy, it is closed. It's open, it is closed. Opening and closing and opening and closing goes on. In the morning, Amrit Vela, it opens fully. In Murli, it is extra open. But by the time you enter your life, your daily routine, by evening, it is totally closed. And because there are 100 people who come, they'll come with thorns to prick you. Their comments, their opinions, their views, everything affects you, everything disturbs you, and you start fighting with them, and your eyes get closed. Then you don't remember who you are, what you are, and what he is and what this is. Baba said in recent Murli, you should not have ghrina, dislike for a single human being. But the moment you see somebody opposing you, if you are pursuing some path and somebody pulls your leg, you feel dislike for that person. Baba, you forget about family and everything. You just want this person to be out as early as possible. Your yoga consists of prayers to Baba to transfer this person to another department. This is what happens. So keep the eyes open means keep on churning knowledge all the time. Keep on discussing knowledge. Keep on reading about knowledge. Keep on engage your mind in knowledge all the time. Sit and churn. Close the eyes and churn. Open the eyes and churn. Go in silence. Baba says, go in. Your life should become a laboratory. Which laboratory? Laboratory of introversion. And then you need to have two things for that. Ekant, solitude and silence. So with the tools of solitude and silence, enter the cave of introversion and start experimenting. See your own reactions. How I reacted. People are praising, what is your reaction? People are abusing, what is your reaction? People are glorifying, people are pulling leg, what is your reaction? How stable I remain? Equanimity is purity. That is the greatest definition of purity. Purity means stability. Purity is not about getting rid of vices. Purity means one who remains stable in the face of praise and hatred. People are hating you, people don't like you, people are against you, criticizing you. And on the other side, people are praising you. You are best. You are a yogi. But you remain stable. That is purity. Purity is stability. Purity is equanimity. Purity is to remain equipoise. Purity means titha pragya stage. Undisturbed. So, keep the third eye open. And see the world with the third eye like this. Not these eyes. Like this. Then the things will appear as they are. Om Shanti.